My favorite guest of all time, Mitch Langberg, constitutional First Amendment attorney. He's a partner, not a senior partner. He was demoted to just a partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, a very distinguished attorney. Mitch, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Good. And last time we spoke, you were on your way to West Virginia to try a case. And did you get attacked by any mountain men from the movie Deliverance?
No, I did not get attacked by any mountain men. And I spent a couple days in Wheeling, West Virginia, which is actually a very nice, quaint place.
Very true. And actually, one of our best affiliates is in Parkersburg, and we dominate radio in West Virginia. So that's an interesting little tidbit for you. Now, we have so much to cover, Mitch. I'm going to list the five stories we're going to cover over the next two segments. The juiciest one is about a terrorist. We're not going to get to that until the next segment. But I want to cover Amanda Knox. I want to find out first if you think she's hot or not. And then I wanted to find out how much money she's going to make and if it violates any Son of Sam rules. Next, cell phone companies in San Francisco. If you sell a cell phone in San Francisco, you're now required to list a radiation warning on the phone. The cell phone companies are suing to stop that, citing First Amendment rights of not to say anything, which is fascinating. It's the reverse of the normal First Amendment lawsuit. Their lawsuit is about not saying something. Then we're going to cover a terrorist in Supermax facility who killed 200 people in a U.S. embassy bomb who thinks his civil rights are being violated. Then we're going to do a hunger strike in California, and finally, the hippies on the bridge in Brooklyn, and we're going to find out if their First Amendment rights were violated. So we have a very heavy docket today, Mitch. Would it be fair to say that?
It would be fair to say.
Would the word docket, is that a fair word to use?
Yeah, I like it. It reminds me of something very familiar.
Good. I'm trying to up my legal vocabulary because I bombed the LSAT. All right, so why don't we do Fort Knox, Amanda Knox, Foxy Knoxy, before we talk about how much money she's going to make, because she just got let loose, and she's on a flight now back from London to Seattle, from Italy, obviously. Do you think she's hot?
I'm not sure yet, but I'll tell you what, when we figure out how much money she's going to make, she might become a lot hotter.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's never, you know, with women, that's not fair, because men can be good-looking if they have money. Women, not so much. Like, you never really hear guys that are like, man, I find, you know, Roseanne and Oprah hot, you know, even though they're loaded, because that trick really doesn't work. It's unfair, though. Wouldn't you think? It's kind of unfair to women.
You know what? I think you just won this point.
Okay, good. Good. Because that's my goal. My making in radio 10 years from now, and hopefully the caliber girls I can date will go up. Well, I should be married by then, right? That's what my mom keeps saying. All right, so let's go to Amanda Knox. What is they talking about? Somewhere between $5 and $10 million for an interview, a TV movie, a production deal, etc. So the networks are bidding on it now. I want to find out from you, if you commit a crime overseas and get released, do the Son of Sam rules apply where you can profit off a crime? Does that apply in the United States? That's the legal question.
The Son of Sam rules, to the extent they exist, go state by state. Some states don't even have them. It's a creature of state law, not federal law. So, for example, in New York and California, you can't profit from your crime. But let's remember, she's just been acquitted.
Although she was convicted of slander, lying to cops about saying a bartender committed the crime. So she was convicted on a lesser charge, but the murder charge, she was declared innocent.
Right. I would say if this was all happening here in California, the Son of Sam laws would not prevent her, even though she was convicted of that one, we'll call it minimal charge. And by the way, there's no crime of libel in the United States.
Okay. What if this, though, Mitch? What if she were convicted of murder? She served, let's say, 10 years over there. And then she was let go because the prisons were too, you know, overcrowded. She comes back to the United States after being convicted of murder. Can she then profit, or does that not matter? It would be a state-by-state thing. What I'm saying is, let's say in a state where they do have the rule where you can't profit off a crime, if the crime took place overseas, does that matter? Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yes, I do. I think that the state law in California prevents a person from profiting from any felony that they've committed, so it doesn't matter that it happened outside the state or that she served time outside the state.
Okay.
It's a policy against people being able to profit from their crimes.
Gotcha. Okay. Case closed.
And by the way, the victim's family has the right, if somebody has attempted to do that, to come in and try to get the money that they profited if they've done so.
Right, which is what Ron Goldman's parents have done with O.J. on a civil basis, right?
Right. Correct.
Okay. Including, I think they sold his old Heisman Trophy.
I remember that.
Yeah, and all the money he made from those Hertz commercials. I used to love those commercials growing up. Who would have thought? All right. Cell phone companies fight a San Francisco law. San Francisco, we know, it's a city very liberal in stature. Former Mayor Gavin Newsom, when he was the mayor, he put a law into effect that's finally going into effect now, where cell phone companies have to display warnings if you buy a cell phone about radiation. And now a trade